Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Carrie's with us for War of the Roses today. Now, Carrie, you've only been dating your boyfriend for a couple weeks. Why do you think he's cheating on you already?
I guess at the end of the day, I just have a really weird feeling about it. I really dig him. We've been spending a ton of time together the past month or so, and last week we finally moved furniture, and it was amazing up until the point that he called me a different name.
Ooh, What name?
Amy.
Well, and I'm not defending dude, but if they've only been dating for a couple weeks, maybe he's coming right out of one relationship into another.
Right.
I mean, are you even exclusive?
Yeah. I mean, he sleeps at my apartment all the time. I can't imagine that there'd be anyone else. He doesn't have enough time.
And
with me.
How do I say this without sounding cocky or whatnot, Loren? I waited to 35 to settle down. Mm-hmm. So I've had stories in the past, right?
Okay.
And I've never done that. Like, I've never, you're focused on the woman you're with, and that is it.
Well, and I'm sure if you're not sure, then you just go with the generic baby.
Okay, I might have gone down that road, too. But anyway, we don't mean to make light of your situation. It's just, Roy brings up a good point. It's just been a couple weeks. I mean, are we going to call Kevin and then he's going to be like, we're not even in a relationship. Like, we don't want to waste your time or ours, you know?
No, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we're in a relationship. I guess I feel like he thinks the same way. Otherwise, we wouldn't be spending as much time together as we do. And I did. I called him out on it. Like, I stopped things and was like, what did you just call me? And he didn't respond. He just kind of turned red and things stopped and then he left.
Did he? Whoa. Oh, he did leave after that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no way we could pick up from that.
Have you ever been to his place?
He's taken me to his friend's place, but we've never been to his house because he lives kind of far away. So he normally comes to mine. But
How'd you guys meet?
We met at a bar.
Okay.
Yeah. He approached me. It was really sweet. He's been great. I mean, like I said, it wasn't until that happened that I would even think that there was anything wrong.
Okay, well, we're going to call him up. We're going to see who he sends the flowers to. More importantly, he's going to put something on the note. Make sure you don't butt in until we figure out what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kevin, please.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Jess. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, hopefully I can make your day even better. I have your name and number here as our social media tag contest winner. Congratulations. I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Well, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
So there aren't any, fees or anything, right? I'm not going to find, a bunch of charges on my card or something if I agree to this.
No delivery fees or anything like that. I don't need a credit card from you. I just need the person's name, and then I'll get their address here in a moment. All that we ask is that you tag us back on social media.
Okay.
All right. And who is the person that you'd like to send these flowers to?
To Amy.
Amy? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, and these are romantic roses, so I also have a romantic card to go with it. What would you like to write on Amy's card?
Okay, if you could please write, sorry, I missed our anniversary.
Okay, anything else?
I love you.
Okay, that's sweet. Is this a girlfriend?
No, this is my wife.
Oh, nice. How badly did you miss your anniversary? What else were you doing?
No, nothing. Just
I can answer that question for you. I can tell you what he was doing. He was doing me.
Excuse me?
You going to send me some flowers and tell me you're sorry too? You piece of shit. Are you kidding me?
Kevin, that's your girlfriend, Carrie. She's been on the phone the whole time, and you're in War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Please do not call me girlfriend. Do not ever call me girlfriend. Don't ever call me again. Don't ever call me again. I can tell you, though, my friend, I'm going to call your wife and let her know
what an absolute piece
of sh** you are.
Things have just started going good again. Please don't do that.
Did you just tell me that things were going good again with your wife and to not contact her? You did not just tell me that. There's no way you just told me that,
you
right?
Just moved
your girlfriend
furniture,
that you had been dating?
You just moved furniture with Carrie like a week or so ago.
I'm sure that's what you were doing when you were missing your anniversary with your wife.
Uh-huh. And clearly thinking about her because, you know, you were calling me her name, which is just...
Well, I think we just need to, like, calm down and rethink this.
Did you just tell me to calm down after I just found out that you've been cheating on me with your wife? Are you serious right
so
now?
So you really never had any intentions, Kevin, of anything long-term with Carrie. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's...
I
mean, Kevin, you're the one that approached her, too. Do you pick up girls a lot while you're out with your buddies?
No.
You are a sad excuse for a man. You are such a piece of I am going to find your wife. I'm going to find out where you live, and I am going to come and tell her everything. Then you'll really be sorry.
Hey, Kevin, when you were sleeping over at Carrie's house, and you have a couple times, she told us, where did your wife think you were?
I had a hotel room at the time while we were working things out.
You just sponging off of me, using me, working things out with your wife, though, while working things out with me. I have no words for the type of human being you are. You are the... I can't.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses.